That's not a very good start, and definitely not eco-friendly.
什么 eco-friendly? What does it mean?
That's what we are going to find out in this program with BBC Learning English. Hello, I'm Lily.
大家好，我是董真。在我们今天的节目当中呢，我们会一起来了解一下所谓的这个生态驾驶 eco-driving 到底是什么。
Yes, eco-driving. That's driving in a more economical and fuel-efficient way.
Also, it's environmental friendly. 生态驾驶法听上去既省钱又对环境有好处。
Exactly. That's why the British government is planning to make eco-driving part of the driving test.
Eco-driving test, 生态驾驶考试。那他们什么时候开始会实行这项新的驾驶考试呢？
Bob Millard,is the Assistant Chief Examiner at the DVLA.
Bob Millard 是英国驾驶员与车辆许可发放机构 DVLA 的助理主考官。让我们先来听听他给我们做的介绍。
Well, we're looking to bring this into the driving test in 2008, and the object being that to get all new drivers and anybody in the training industry to start looking really long and hard at how we can save fuel, save wear and tear, and above all, stop the CO2 emissions or lessen them,and get far safer drivers on the road.
看来他们有可能在2008年正式启动这一项驾驶考试。
Yes, there are three objectives they hope to achieve. To save fuel, to save wear and tear.
去节省燃料,省油, to save fuel. 去防止磨损, to save wear and tear.
And above all, to stop CO2 emissions.
还有最最重要的是防止这个二氧化碳的排放, to stop CO2 emissions.
They are looking at these issues long and hard.
Long and hard, 深思熟虑. Let's listen to this clip again.
Well, we're looking to bring this into the driving test in 2008.And the object being that to get all new drivers and anybody in the training industry to start looking really long and hard at how we can save fuel, save wear and tear, and above all, stop the CO2 emissions or lessen them, and get far safer drivers on the road.
It sounds like green motoring is going to become part of the UK's standard driving test.
It certainly does.
But to find out how this is going to work...Our BBC reporter Adam is on the road with Bob Millard, the examiner.
在接下来的节目当中呢，我们将会听到驾驶员和驾驶考官的几段自然情景对话。
Shall I have a go and do a bit of driving? And you can assess me and tell me how environmentally friendly I am.
Yes, okay, let's do that.
Okay, Bob, seatbelt on. Right, we're in the car. We're going to set off in a moment. Now, here's this special gadget. Describe what it does to me.
Okay.
Adam 呢提议亲自动手开一圈，以便测试一下他的生态驾驶意识究竟有多强。再听一遍。
Shall I have a go and do a bit of driving, and you can assess me and tell me how environmentally friendly I am?
Yes, okay, let's do that.
Okay, Bob, seatbelt on. Right, we're in the car. We're going to set off in a moment. Now, here's this special gadget. Describe what it does to me.
Okay.
Bob 同意。接着 ，Adam 看到驾驶盘旁边的计分表，就让 Bob 给描述一下这个特殊装置 （special gadget）。
Here are a few words to help you: a sophisticated piece of equipment，
一部精良的设备
；to monitor the fuel use，
去监测燃料的使用量
；over a prescribed distance，
在一段指定的距离。
Indication.
指示显示
This is what's termed an econometer, and it's a sophisticated piece of equipment which allows us to monitor the fuel use of the car over a prescribed distance. It will also tell us how many times the driver has stopped, and it will also give indication of how much use of the engine braking has been equated. We can then download the data onto our computers, which actually then shows the driver...specifically where their weaknesses are and what benefits have been done over the period of time.
这一部特殊的装置呢，是一部记录并保存所有数据信息的监控器。
The data is then downloaded onto the computer for analysis.
Analysis, 分析。But how big is this special gadget?
Listen again and then tell us how big the special gadget is.
No, it's about the size of a very large mobile phone, and it's gonna watch what I'm doing.
That's right, yes, and you're not to watch it, of course.
I shall keep my eyes firmly on the road. OK, well, I suppose the proof of the pudding's in the eating. Let's set off.
Did you get it? How big is the special gadget?
原来这部装置的大小接近一部大号的手机 about the size of a mobile phone.
Very good. But then, Adam said, the proof of the pudding...is in the eating.
这是一个英国的谚语，就是说吃了布丁才知道味道，就和咱们中国人说的要知道梨子的味道就要亲口尝一尝，意思是一样的。
That's right. Now, shall we have a recap of the words and expressions that we have learned so far?
Of course.
Eco driving.
生态驾驶。
Environmentally friendly.
环保。
To save wear and tear.
防止磨损。
Fuel efficient.
有效燃油。
To look at something long and hard.
对某事深思熟虑。
Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
On BBC Learning English Today, we are finding out all about eco-driving.
是的，这个生态驾驶法马上就要成为英国驾驶员考试的一个考项了。
Our reporter Adam is still on the road with driving examiner Bob. Let's hear the next part of their dialogue.
Okay, when you're ready then, what I want you to do is to drive out to the left here, up to the end of the road there, and we turn right out onto the road.
Okay, here we go. I took my driving test in 1979, so I've probably got some very bad habits.
You just ease off just as you go into the bend and then just gently accelerate through it. That braking was an unnecessary bit of braking because the car was set up for the bend there. So that would have been sort of wasting fuel at that point because you then had to accelerate again to pick your speed up again.
Okay, fair point.
Do you think Adam had a good start?
Not really, 因为他做了好几次不必要的刹车。
And he had to accelerate to speed up again.
去加速 to accelerate to speed up. 让我们把这一部分再听一遍。
That braking was an unnecessary bit of braking because the car was set up at the bend there. So that would have been sort of wasting fuel at that point because you then had to accelerate again to pick your speed up again.
Okay, fair point.
那我们就接着再往下走吧。
Again, looking ahead, you see how the car has disappeared over the top of the hill there. Now that's another hazard for you to be wary about. So just be careful as you go to the top here to see where the car is as you go over the top.
Another hazard to be wary about.
另一个需要留神的危险。然后 Bob 又给他了一个建议。
One of the other things to bear in mind when you're driving...to save fuel and wear and tear is that lots of people tend to leave lots of stuff in their car. It's always pays every now and again to check the boot and the back seat of the car just to see how much extra weight you're carrying. Because all that extra weight has a downside on your fuel economy.
就是说不要装载在车上太多没有必要的重物。
Because all the extra weight has a downside on your fuel economy.
没必要的载重呢对你的耗油量会有不好的影响。
Then Bob made another comment. He said that Adam tended to hang on to the lower gear considerably longer than he needed to.
就是说一直持续调在低档的时间也比实际需要的长。
Well, you tended to hang on to the lower gear quite considerably longer than you needed to. You could have actually gone into the second gear a little earlier.
Right.
Just tell me again what you can see in the distance here.
A traffic light that's actually just gone to green, so I can carry on.
So just keep it nice and steady, just in case somebody jumps the red light from the other side there.
Okay.
In case somebody jumps the red light, to jump the red light.
闯红灯。
Handbrake on, engine off. Good, okay. Being brutally honest, you're the expert, Bob. How did I do?
Adam 已经把手闸拉起，引擎关闭。
He would like Bob to assess his performance.To be brutally honest.
他希望啊 ,Bob 能够毫不留情地如实指出他在驾驶过程当中犯的错误。
Towards the end there, you were beginning to see far more hazards, etc. When you started off, you were rushing into everything, heavy braking and grabbing the gears. But towards the end there, you were actually seeing that you were looking ahead, planning ahead, and you actually felt less stressed yourself.Which meant that you were becoming a more economically friendly, and so therefore there would be saving of fuel and a saving of wear and tear on your car.
When Adam started off, he was rushing into everything.
唐突冒失地去做每件事情。
Such as heavy braking and grabbing the gears.
大力的刹车和换挡。
But towards the end, he was beginning to see far more hazards.
看到了更多的危险 hazards. 接下来 Bob 会为我们介绍两个非常重要的驾驶贴士。
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.
So what I would suggest you do now is that when you drive in the future, always be thinking to yourself, am I in the right gear for the job that we're doing?Am I looking ahead and thinking about what I'm going to do next so that you're not rushing into hazards and doing everything at the last minute? You're thinking about it, doing it, and then you will be a far safer and more eco-friendly driver.
What Bob suggested is always thinking about two questions.
第一，我现在挂的这一档是否最合适？
Am I in the right gear for the job?
第二，我是否有计划地想到了我下一步该做什么？
Am I looking ahead and thinking about what I'm going to do next?
So what I would suggest you do now is that when you drive in the future, always be thinking to yourself, am I in the right gear for the job that we're doing? Am I looking ahead and thinking about what I'm going to do next so that you're not rushing into hazards and doing everything at the last minute? You're thinking about it, doing it, and then you will be a far safer and more eco-friendly driver.
如果你在驾驶过程中记住这两条，那你就会成为一位安全和生态驾驶兼顾的合格司机。
Yes, just as the English saying goes, it's better to be safe than sorry.
安全总比遗憾强。总之，安全第一。尤其现在世界的趋势呢，就是做司机是要既安全又环保。
Have you enjoyed our program? Yes? Good. Now let me test your memory with a few expressions. Eco driving.
生态驾驶
Environmentally friendly
环保
CO2 emissions
二氧化碳排放
Wear and tear
磨损
Accelerate
加速
Be wary of hazards
注意危险
It's better to be safe than sorry
安全总比遗憾好 Well, that's all we have time for today, but hope you have enjoyed our program on eco-driving in the UK.
See you next time.
Bye!
Learn English. 英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.